102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We're on with Blake this morning. Good morning, Blake. Welcome to the Dream Team, my brother.
Oh, what's good, my man? How you doing?
All right, all right. You're going to be seeking a pardon from the mother of your son, Devonna. Okay, tell us what happened and why you're seeking a pardon this morning.
Look, man, it was after Christmas, and my son, Xavier, he wanted to get his ear pierced like me, man. I went ahead and gave him a Christmas gift, you know, and she started tripping and whatnot, saying that he was too young. That 7 years old is too young.
He's seven. Uh-huh. Okay, okay.
He's kind of young, second grade.
Yeah, so he was actually staying with you for a few days, as I understand, after Christmas, and that's when you went and done it without her knowledge.
Right, right, right.
I can see the problem
too.
There.
He's my boy, too, you know, so it's like, you know, he want to be like his pop, so I'm like, all right, bet.
But you didn't think to bring it up to her not even once?
I mean, it's just an ear piercing, man, you know?
I think it's a big deal either. I really don't.
Actually, who did the piercing in the first place? Blake.
That's my girlfriend, man. We've been together for 2 weeks, man.
Oh, so not even a professional. You didn't even take him to go see a professional, man.
Oh, no, yeah.
She did my ear piercing, man.
But didn't you get an infection in yours?
I did, but, you know.
Wait a minute.
Now we're talking about hygiene in a pandemic. Now I'm not on your team anymore.
Not only did you take your 7-year-old son to get a piercing without his mom's knowledge, you got your girlfriend of 2 weeks to do the piercing. Okay. All right. This is going to go pretty well, people.
It's a little questionable. That's all I'm saying.
So, I was saving money, man.
So why didn't you feel that you had to check with the Devonna? Like you said, that's your son, too, but that is her son as well.
Right, yeah, but Devonna.
And he lives with her.
Listen, Devonna never said anything about my mom piercing. She said it looked nice. And so I was like,
you're in your 30s.
And also, you know, she knows Xavier. He likes to dress up like me. Mm-hmm, you know, right. So I'd be buying him, you know, the same little outfits and whatnot, trying to be a good little pop or whatever, you know. And, you know, the piercings don't come with it. You know what I mean? It's a matter of time. And it just so happened that she wanted to do it for free. So I was like, all right, you know.
There we go. Can't get a deal. So there's been no problem with his ear, right? His ear is still intact.
So far.
So far, so good, Tony. So far, so good. Give it a couple of weeks. We'll see. Right.
No swelling yet. Okay. So. All right. So what we're going to have to do, man, we're going to have to finally get Devonna on this line and hear from her. Man, this is going to be fun, guys. Good morning, Devonna. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hey, surprise.
Hey, Mama. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right, but I have a feeling I'm not going to be feeling good after this.
Wow. That's that mother's intuition.
We're not that bad.
Right, let's have
some
hope.
What is this about?
Okay, well, of course, we know that you have a 7-year-old son named Xavier who gave you a little surprise over the Christmas holiday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Okay, so my son, he lives with me. I mean, his daddy is a weekend daddy. And, you know, he was trying to impress Xavier. I had specifically told Xavier no. He could not have an ear piercing. He's 7 years old. He's too young to know.
So he had asked
that
you
what
first.
He want.
Oh, so yes. Mommy against
and
daddy.
He went behind my back. And because I even told him, I said, listen, let me talk to your father. I mean, it was going to be a no regardless, but, you know, we have an agreement, a co-parenting agreement. Like, listen, we're going to make the decisions together. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I was like, listen, let me talk to your father. So he's Xavier with his little snot nose. Go take it upon himself. That's my son. I love him. I love my son.
That's love.
But he really pissed me off on this one. He went and asked his father. His father, of course, said yes. Mm. Came back with an ear piercing. And I was livid. I was livid. And Blake had the nerve to tell me, oh, I'm his father. I shouldn't have to ask you. What? Say what? You shouldn't have to ask me. We agreed to co-parent, even though he lived with me full time. I ain't going to go into that, but
Blake does take care of him financially. He's pretty good with all of that.
Yes, he does what a father is supposed to do, yes.
Okay, right. Okay. All right.
Do you know who did the piercing?
Ooh, that's a big issue.
Well, no. I just know he came back with an ear piercing, and I was not happy about this.
Okay.
Why?
Well,
do y'all know who did it? Is it something that I can know?
We don't want to say nothing.
Blake.
You already did.
Blake is on the line. I think he got something he wanted to say to you. Blake, go ahead, man. She's asking a question right about now.
Oh, God.
Hey, Devonna, how you doing, girl?
Just speak.
You good?
Just go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Spit it out.
Listen, you remember Brenda? I told you we were dating.
Oh,
for
your
a while.
Your new thing. Okay. What about?
Yeah,
her?
Yeah. Well, she used to do ear piercing. She did mine. Remember
stop,
how I got my ear
stop,
infected and what?
Stop. 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 She got better, man.
I
don't care.
I don't care. She better.
Oh, my God. You've been seeing this heifer all of, what, 1 minute? And she's, you know, that was another part of our agreement.
You know, it was 1 minute. It was 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Shut up.
14
weeks. Oh, my gosh. You know what?
She did a good job.
You know what?
I don't care. That's not the point.
That's another. See, now I'm mad about something else, okay? Because when we agreed to this co-parenting, we said that we would wait. We will wait before we introduce anybody to our son. My current man, he didn't meet Xavier for a year.
This hasn't been made in two weeks,
and she's already piercing his ear. Nah, like, you are wrong for that.
I told Xavier, I said, this girl's going to pierce the ear. I didn't tell her who she was, okay?
I don't care.
At this point, we got to ask you, Devonna, we know you're pretty heated, but will you be willing to grant my man a pardon at all?
No. I know what you're asking, and I know, because he doesn't think what he did is wrong. He's asking for a pardon for something that he feels that he was in the right with.
But Devonna,
and I can't.
Here's the thing. You can't get
here's
mad
what
at
thing.
Things now. You got to pick one thing to be mad about. And first of all, let me tell you something. The reason I got it for free.
I don't care how you got it. I don't care if it was free or not. You know what? I already took them joints out of his ear, and I will let them holes close up until he is old enough to get them done himself and pay for them himself.
That's how you get keloids.
Okay. So no party. Yeah. Hey, man, you might have to go over there and pick your earrings back up, Blake. As of this point, there's no pardon this morning. We're sorry, Blake.
Can I say something?
Go for it.
Listen, he had the nerve to say, oh, because he's his father, he didn't have to ask for permission. I carried him for 9 months. I think I would have the ultimate authority on what happens to that.
No party this morning.
I never thought of it like that. Carried him his whole life.
No party this morning. Bay Area, you can do the same. Go to KBLX.com and click on the menu pardon. Sometimes you get a pardon, and sometimes you get Devonna. So it's your dream team, Tony Skull, Kimmy T, and Rudio. Another episode of Beg Your Pardon on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks in R&B.